Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
I'm considering still getting my left nip-nip pierced. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. This bad boy here, this...
It's tiny.
It's not tiny.
It's
that
tiny.
That is a great nipple.
You would have to get...
That is a great
that
nipple.
That is tiny, isn't it?
That is a
How
great...
How is he going to...
He sat a long distance away.
If you
that
pierce
is a
that,
great nipple.
It will fall off.
Get me a compass. I'll do it now.
No.
Spit on a pen. Is it? You spit on a pen and just poke it through.
Stop it.
I...
No. Stop it. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm smart, though. That is a great nipple. That is. It doesn't matter if it's tiny. It doesn't matter. Which means not to show me your nipple. Let's compare nip size.
Mine's
don't know if you can call them nips anymore.
Mine's bigger than yours. Just take
okay.
it from me.
All right, Sam. Let's see your nipple, please.
I wouldn't want to make you jealous.
Oh, I'm not jealous of a big nipple. I think it's weird. I bet you've got massive areole.
Oh.
Thank you. I bet he's got a big, massive areole that takes up most of his moob. I'm still seriously considering getting my left nipple pierced. I told my kids the other day that it was the funniest thing. What? So yeah, I'm thinking
that's exactly
about
my
it.
Reaction.
But my boys are obsessed with nipples. They think nipples are the funniest thing. They keep going like this. Look at my nipples and lifting their top. I don't want to see your nipples. They're beautiful, but I don't want to see them. We're in Sainsbury's at the moment. It's in a props. Still thinking of getting my left nipple pierced. Anyway,
why the left one?
Because that's the straight one, isn't it?
I don't know.
Which one's the gay one? Which one's the straight one? Was there ever a gay ear?
I don't know.
Do you? Were you
yeah, Here's the thing. The boys at school thought so. So, yeah, probably.
But the boys at school always would say that the ear that someone had got pierced, oh, that's the gay ear.
Yeah.
Gay. Is there... Can we... Cause
I don't think the ear piercing is what made them gay, though.
No, it would be the... I'm new to this community, guys, and I'm only, you know, I'm half in, half out. So if we've got any
If
you've got any staunch gays listening, can you tell us about the gay ear? 0344-499-1000. Suddenly we've got a phone in developing, gay ears. So this leak in the bathroom, it's not going through the floor, coming out the ceiling of the kitchen. It's just the carpet is sodden, right?
To the point where you were growing a weed.
There was a flower growing in it yesterday. So I phoned up a couple of plumbers, and one plumber said, "Ooh, I'm booked up, so I'll have to do you after hours." And I said, "Well, what does that mean?" He says, "It'll be between 6 and 9, and it'll be £20 an hour more." I went, "You're all right, mate." Then I got a fella... and he came round today. He came round today at 10:30, right? First thing he said as he came in, "I see you've got a pretend scooter out there." "Got my scooter, man. It was a crappy old little scooter from 20 years old." I said, "What?" "I see you've got a pretend scooter out there." "Said, what do you mean? It's real?" He said, "Yeah, I've got a Lambretta." I said, "Oh, that's just an old thing I've got because no one's going to nick it. It's just an old thing. I like it. Bit of fun. No one's going to nick it." Anyway, okay. So then he came upstairs to the bathroom, right? And he looked at it and he was prodding the carpet and he said, "Right, well, it's coming from under the bath. There is a leak under the bath and the carpet is absorbing it. That's what's stopping it going through the ceiling at the moment, but eventually it will go through the ceiling." He said, "Can I take up the carpet?" Now, the leak was only covering like a third of the carpet. And it's carpet in a bathroom, I know, but can't really afford to get the bathroom done. I said, "OK." Now, I didn't know he was going to take up the whole carpet, right? But when I came back later, he'd taken up the whole carpet. Anyway.
He hadn't just peeled back the affected area.
No, no, no. You could have cut where it's it's sort of ripped up that. That's what I was hoping he was going to do. No, he'd taken up the whole carpet. So now I've got wooden floorboards, right? And there are pins sticking up all over the place. You can't go in there barefoot. So I said, right. So he said, and the bath is kind of like built into the wall, right? It's not one of those ones with a plastic bit on the side you can kind of squeeze and pop it out. It's built in. He said, I'm going to have to get under the bath because it's definitely, the leak is coming from under the bath. I said, dude, do whatever you got to do, right? So I'm downstairs. 10 minutes of banging.
Hang on. See, banging, surely if a leak, you're twisting.
Well, you had to, the side of the bath is wooden, so he had to get through that, right? But so he called me upstairs, came down and said, are you decent? I said, yeah. Call me upstairs. He said, and all the carpet's gone and it's in the bath, right? And there's a hole, a smallish hole in the side of the bath. He said, right, it's not under the bath. I said, okay. He said, what it is, it's the cold water tap of the sink, right? There's behind it, with the pipe that goes up, there's a screw,
a nut,
a bolt thing. He said, it's come a little bit loose and it's dripping. He said, it's a really small drip, but over time, and the carpet has absorbed it. He said, what I've done is I have turned off the water to that tap. I said, okay, so can I use the tap? He said, no. I said, right, because I said, I don't really use this bathroom. I've got an ensuite, but when my kids come over, they brush their teeth in there and they have a bath in here. So you can use the bath. I said, but can they brush their teeth? He said, well, I've left the hot water on. They could brush their teeth with hot water.
He said
they could brush their teeth with hot water. I went, okay. I said, look, have you fixed the leak? He said, yes, I have. I said, well, can we turn that tap on? Now I know how to turn the tap off. There's a little screw. I said, now, and if you fix the leak, let's turn it on and I will check back. And if it's still leaking, then I can turn it off down there. He said, fine. I said, you fixed this. Yeah, I've fixed it. And then I had a dry flannel. He said, put this flannel around it and check it in 24 hours. And if it's wet, then there's still a leak. I said, okay, fine. Here's the thing, right? So I'm up there and the carpet is gone, right? And the floorboards are wet. They're really wet, but they'll dry out. They're floorboards. And this is where it got very uncomfortable, right? Because he then said, have you got home insurance? I said, yeah. He said, what's your excess? I don't know. Do you know what your excess is on your home insurance?
No.
I imagine mine's about 300 quid. I don't know.
I don't know.
What I tend
to look
at
my paperwork.
There we go. He said, what's your excess? I said, I don't know. He said, right, it's probably about 100 quid. He said, they're normally about 100 quid. He said, what you could do, you're going to need to get these floorboards replaced. Suddenly I'm thinking, oh, Barry Bullshine's in the house. Because I'm looking at these floorboards going, well, they're wet, but they'll dry, they're floorboards. He said, you'll need to get these floorboards replaced. What you could do is, and he said this to me, right, and this is, I thought, okay, I really want you out of my house. He said, you look like a decent guy. An honest, decent, straight down the line guy like me. I'm thinking, I'm nothing like you. And he said, what you should do is you should get your insurance report this to your insurance company. They will send someone round and they will, I'm telling you now, it's going to cost you 800 quid to replace this, to replace the floorboards. I'm thinking, right. And he said, so what they'll do is they'll agree to the 800 quid. You pay the excess. But what I can do is I can work it so that you get the excess back.
What?
So what he meant was he would overcharge my insurance company so that he could pay me £100 back for a job that didn't need doing. And I'm stood there thinking, I really want to tell this guy to F off out of my house, but I'm a coward. So I went, I'm probably just going to leave the floorboards. He said, well, you're going to need to get them replaced. I said, yeah, at some point in the new year, I'd like to get the bathroom done. I can't afford it. I said, I'm going to leave them for now. And he went, well, okay, but if you decide otherwise, it's a great way to do it and I'll help you out.
Oof.
That's insurance fraud, right? And then he told me he'd fix the thing. And I said, right, how do I pay you? We hadn't discussed this before. I said, how do I pay you? And he said, 60 quid, you can do it cash transfer, or if you've got cash. Now, I knew I had a few quid in cash, and I got my wallet. I said, oh, I've only got £45. So why don't I just do you a bank transfer, electronic, pay you electronically? He said, no, no, no. I tell you what, if you've only got 45 quid, I'll take that. Because, and I quote you, if you do a bank transfer, all the money gets lost in the bank. All the money gets lost in the bank? All the money gets lost in the bank?
This guy.
I'm thinking, what you mean is some of the money goes to tax.
Dodgy.
No, you know, cash in hand. I mean, okay. But it was the fact that he went from 60 quid to, oh, you got 45 quid? I'll take that, right? So then he went. I thought, well, at least he's fixed it. And I go up in the bath and I'm looking and I've got all this wet carpet in the bath and I think I've got to take that to the dump. And actually, this bathroom is now unusable because there's wooden floorboards with pins sticking out. So, but at least he's fixed it. So an hour later, I went and checked what had been a completely dry flannel that he'd wrapped around the thing that he'd fixed. Soaking wet. Soaking wet. He hadn't fixed it, so I had to disconnect the tap in the end. Unbelievable. And the thing is, I tried to tighten the nut that needed to be tightened because I could see which one it was now. I knew where the leak was coming from. But you can't get a spanner in there. You can't fit a spanner in there because it's such a tiny hole. He never tried to fix it. He never tried to fix it. He did not have to take up all my carpet. He didn't have to demolish my bath. He's buggered up my bathroom. That's what Barry Bullshine has done. Barry Bullshine has buggered up my bathroom. Unbelievable.
Your encounters with Barry Bullshine, 0344 499 1000.
I'm so annoyed because my kids, I mean, they'd use it, to be honest, the cats would use it more because they like sitting in the sink, which is a weird thing. But my boys would have a bath in there and they would brush. If I got guests coming over at Christmas, they would use that bathroom because the shower, you know, yeah. And now I got to say, you can use it if you want, but just be careful of the pins sticking out of the floor. You can't do that. I've got to go around tomorrow with a hammer and try and knock them all in or bend them all over. What a world we live in. Barry Bullshine. And I mentioned this online and someone said, well, why don't you go on his Facebook page? Because I've got him from Facebook. And give him a bad review. And I said, well, I'm not going to do that because he has my phone number, he has my address, and I was intimidated by him. I was scared of him, you know, and who knows what... I'm not saying he would do this. I don't want to come home and find a brick through my window. I don't want to find my tyres of my pretend scooter slash. I don't want to get involved in a confrontation with someone I was intimidated by. I don't want him anywhere near my house ever again.
Also, speaking from a consumer journalist point of view,
yeah,
before you can go to town on somebody, you've got to give them the opportunity to fix what you say they've not done.
Well, also...
But you don't want him back in the house.
I don't want him back in the house. Also, I'm aware I'm complicit because I've been involved in a cash-in-hand thing that I didn't really want to be involved in. I didn't want to be involved in a cash-in-hand thing. I wanted to pay him electronically.
Thank God you didn't go for the insurance thing.
Oh, my God. God, it balls up, and as he's leaving, he's going, well, if you do, you know, if you want to get the bathroom done, I can certainly do it for you. I'm thinking, you've done the bathroom already, mate. I'm not letting you install things in there. Absolutely. I struggle with plumbers. I struggle with plumbers. I once told a plumber to get out of my house because he was an effing thief. He said, well, at least let's shake hands. I said, get out of my house, you thief. He was daylight robbery. Your experiences with Barry Bullshine, please. 0344 499 1000. We've got Alfie, we've got Chris, we've got a show. This is the Late Night Alternative. Kath and Ian on Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
800 quid for some floorboards. I had my shed done up for not much more than that. They did the entire shed up. I'm not being funny. I could probably lay floorboards at a push. You get the right length and bit. I had trouble tidying it up and doing it completely neatly. But you lift up those floorboards, you lay new floorboards, you see where the struts are, you hammer nails in.
My guess is the whole floor wouldn't need doing anyway.
800 quid! Jesus! Can I tell you something? British workmen. I'm putting it out there, I've said it. British workmen. The only time I have had trouble with workmen is when they've been, excuse me, no, I retract that, English. English workmen. That's the only time I've had trouble. The only time, and I can count one, two, three. I can think of four off the top of my head. Four times I've used British, English workmen. Four times they've balls it up and it's ended up with an argument and them not doing their job. When I've used Albanians, perfect. When I've used the Poles, perfect. A little bit of nudging, but perfect. They did it. English, every single time. Guys, Chris from Pop Talbot is coming up soon, so get your Chris bingo cards ready.
Well, first of all, we'll get the hospital business.
We'll find out that he hasn't got... Let me just check. Hang on a second. Let's just check. Chris, have you got ball cancer?
What? Oh, I had a terrible day.
Did you? What happened? What happened?
I walked out of the hospital.
No.
No, did they check your balls?
No, because they said I had a 2-hour wait. Mate,
you've got to wait for that.
Oh, I know. I'm.
Why did you walk out, man? Were you scared? Were you angry?
I said, excuse me. I said,
that's one.
Do you work here? Yes.
Right.
And it's going to be another hour wait. Oh, sorry.
Mate, you've got to wait for that. Anyway, that's important.
I know. There's a private hospital down in Swansea, and I'm going to go there. And
But that's going to take like a week or 2 weeks. You'd have been seen by now, and you'll have found out that you probably haven't got ball cancer.
I hope I bleeding haven't.
I hope you haven't as well, because I really, really like your calls. But you'd have that confirmation today if you'd just been a bit more patient.
I know.
Mate.
Anyway,
it must be scary.
Well, it still hasn't gone away. It's still the same.
Can I just say something that you said yesterday, right? And we kind of went off on a bit of a tangent, but this is important. I know that this doesn't appeal to you, Chris, and that's fine. But do you mind if I address other men?
Go on.
Check your balls. Everyone, check your balls. Men, check your balls. Girlfriends, check your boyfriend's balls. Mum's probably best not to. But everyone, check your balls. I check them all the time. I check them. I got told off for checking them on a bus the other day. I check them too often. I check my balls too often. I should check my balls significantly less than I do, but I just love doing it.
You're very familiar with those balls.
Very, very familiar. If anything changes, what you're feeling for is like a hard lump. Somewhere, just a little hard lump, a little nod, a little something. Check your balls, man. And as soon as you think that there's something not quite right, or you think, well, that wasn't there when I checked them the other week, or I don't remember feeling that, go to the doctor. I've had the doctor check my balls. I was always, as a kid, I was really afraid of the hold and cough test. I didn't even know what it was.
Is that a true thing?
Yeah, it is a true thing. I've actually done it. And I never knew what it was, but I knew that it was a thing that I heard about when I was very young that soldiers did, where they would drop their pants, someone would hold their balls and you cough, right? And it terrified me. And I ended up having it done years ago, probably. It was all right. It's not even, once you've done it once, it's not even embarrassing. I've had a doctor check my balls. It's fine, man. Everybody, men, So half of everybody, check your balls. Just if you're having a shower, just check them.
Everybody else, check your boobs.
Check your boobs. Men, check your boobs as well, because men can get breast cancer. Peter Criss, the drummer from Kiss, had breast cancer. So men, just everybody, just have a little check. Any little lumps there? No. Any little lumps down there? Oh, no, but there's one growing. Naughty. Everybody, check your bits and pieces, because it's a little bit of embarrassment is better than being dead. Simple as. Chris, welcome back.
Anyway, I want to talk about your bathroom.
Okay, there we go. It's the hot topic of the night.
Eyes down, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you a peasant or what?
Are you a peasant?
Well, yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, who has carpet in the...
Old ladies.
I bought the house off an old lady.
What colour is it? What's the word I'm looking for?
Crap, yes. 70s. I'm wet.
It's kind of a pale brown. It's horrible. It is. Trust me, I live there. It's even got... The main bathroom's even got a bidet in there.
I'm trying to think of... What's it called? The colour 70s.
Aubergine.
Avocado.
Avocado.
Yeah. Avocado. Bloody hell.
My first flat had an avocado suite and it had dark green carpet.
I bet it was really posh.
No, it wasn't. It was an old lady's. And then once we decided to pull up the carpet, we put our hand through the floor because it had been leaking there as well.
The bathroom I used to have, my wife, right, she'd be having a shower upstairs. Next minute, it was water coming through the bleeding kitchen.
Yeah.
Clear.
Yeah, I see. We had the same thing in a flat I lived in. We bought the flat and they didn't tell us that all the grouting had gone in the tiles in the shower. In the first shower, the people downstairs came banging on the doors. You turn that shower off! And we could never quite get the grouting sorted. Yeah. It was always a little leak somewhere there. Grouting. Hang on a minute. We're talking about grouting. Hang on a minute, Chris. We're talking about grouting. This is just one above potholes.
I bet you've never done
grouting
in your life.
Will you shut up? Abort. Will you shut your face? Abort. Abort.
You haven't.
I've done grouting. Can we stop talking about grouting?
Stop shouting about grouting.
He's saying I've never done grouting. I've grouted. Can we please stop
Catherine,
grouting?
Have you done any grouting?
No, I've watched it done, though. Does that count?
Can we stop talking about grouting? Stop. No more grouting. Anyone mentions grouting again after the bell rings, then they get cut off.
Quick, Chris. Grouting.
See, you haven't got me on the bingo thing because I haven't said anything that I normally say.
Okay, Kath, write down your four things.
Right, hang on.
Just wait there. Just keep. Are we writing down? We're playing Chris Bingo now. Write down your four things.
We all know what they are. Let me get a bit of paper.
Okay, I got my four things. I've got some. By the way, Jeff, if you're listening, please make some proper Chris Bingo cards. I'm playing a little bit fast and loose with some of these. I've got some unusual ones. Have you got your four, Sam? Catherine, have you got your four?
Yes.
If you are playing at home, you need four things you think Chris is going to say. Whoever gets them first.
I'm going to do it.
Sorry, Chris?
I know, even though I don't know what I'm saying.
You haven't got to say anything.
Just be you.
Just be you, and you're a confident Welsh blind man.
Oi, I'm not blind.
Hey, I got two! Oi, and I'm not blind! I got two! How many have you got, Sam?
I got one.
You got the oi?
Oi.
Oi, I got two!
I almost four then.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I got two. Excellent. Oi, I'm not blind. Yes! Did you go into...
Oi, stop ringing that bell. Oi. Nothing wrong with my urine.
With your urine? There's nothing wrong with your urine. Did you go? What's
not
that? What's
not
that
urine?
What's that shop opposite you that you go to?
Oh.
Is it Lidl?
No, they came to me over the shop, and it's a nice woman over there.
What did she do? What did she do though?
She's offered to go to Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, but I mean, what does she want to give you when what does she want to give you when you're in the shop?
Stop being rude.
I'm not being rude. I can't remember. She wants to give you something, doesn't she?
Yes.
What?
Oh, you no. It, I know she gave me a phone number. I said, no, I don't.
Oh,
want
no, Chris. She didn't. Okay. I thought she shouted out something once when you were in the shop.
Oh, it's the other girl, Alice.
What did she say?
Talking about bleeding condoms.
Yes!
Oh.
I got 3 out of 4, baby! 3 out of 4!
Right. Can I get a 5?
Sorry?
What else do I say?
I'm not allowed to say. Kath, you can try and lead him a bit if you want.
No, I daren't.
Okay.
Go on. You're welcome to...
You sure?
Yes.
Are you sure, though? Where are you from, Llanelli?
No, I'm from Cardiff.
Are you?
You said you weren't from Cardiff.
I'm surprised you can say
you said yesterday you weren't from Cardiff.
Well, I lie.
Oh, Chris.
Absolutely.
I lie. It's like that girl.
You told me that you were married to a Chinese lady.
Did he?
What?
You remember, Chris, you phoned me up once and said you were married to two... You married two Chinese ladies.
Don't try and wind me up.
I'm not trying to wind you up. You said you'd been to China and you'd married two Chinese ladies.
I did. I've never said anything like that.
You did. You said you... No, when you were in the army...
Oh, he's winding me up.
I'm not winding you up. You said when you were in the army, you travelled to China and married two Chinese ladies.
Go on.
At the same time.
Right, I still think you've got a dodgy bathroom, so you can wind me up. I've never told you anything about bloody... I've been married once.
Okay, well, you told us about that, and that was a very tragic ending.
Yes, it was.
Have you had any iPods stolen off you recently?
Oh, stop it.
I know.
I add that he would laugh 3 times before he said anything.
Did you? Yes, man! Well done, well done, Sam! This is a great game, Chris.
What happened then?
Sam predicted that you would laugh...
Why did you ping me then?
Sam predicted that you would laugh 3 times before saying something.
Oh, charming.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a good one.
That's a good one for tomorrow.
Right, I'll turn into... see, being stereotypical and being Welsh...
I thought you were Scottish.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, he's not when rising. Done, Chris, for not rising.
Well done, Chris, you're not risen.
I...
Time's running out.
Anyway, at least I...
Time's running out.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Game's coming to an end, Chris. Anything you want to say before you go?
1.
Keep on doing the...
Too late. Thank you, Chris.
He's right about your carpet, though, isn't it?
Okay, well, I got oi, not blind, and condom.
Yeah.
I didn't get what you talking about. That's what I was trying... That's what I was telling him rubbish, because I didn't get... Sam, which ones were you missing?
I was missing I Do Apologise.
Mm-hmm.
And Come On Now.
Catherine, what were you after?
Behave. Shut up, you. And what do you mean?
It's a good game.
I do love Chris.
Chris is a very, very good sport. Thank you, Chris. Alfie, stay there. We'll come to you next. 03-44-499-1000. The Late Night Alternative. Catherine Boyle, Ian Lee, and a little bit of Sam. Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The wild man of late night radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Evening, Alfie.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, Alfie. What have you got for us tonight, please?
Oh, I was driving home and I was listening to you talking about getting your nipple pierced.
Yes. Are you a nipple piercer?
I did. About 97, 98, got my nipple pierced. We took it out a couple of years ago.
Yeah. You took them out a couple of years ago.
No, I took them out. I had only one pierced.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Why do you want to get it done?
Because I want to be like you, Alfie. I want to be a man.
Well, he's not going.
The reason why I got it done.
Yeah.
Billy Connolly was on the Wogan show.
Yeah. Oh.
And he got his nipple pierced. He showed Wogan it, and I goes, "That's the coolest thing I have ever seen."
Yeah.
So, and I went and got it done.
But then
ridiculously painful. One of the most painful things I've ever got done.
Oh, now suddenly I'm not so interested. I thought the nipple had very little feeling.
Well, I don't know. I near fainted.
Do they knock you out? Is there an anaesthetist there? Imagine going to a tattoo parlor and getting an anaesthetist. Alfie, how old were you when you had it done, mate?
25, 26.
Okay, and you did it just because Billy Connolly had had it done on the telly.
Yep,
I love it. How dumb are we men? How dumb are human beings, Alfie?
Excellent, brilliant. You got to do things just for the hell of it sometimes.
And what did you have through it? Did you have? Because I want like a bolt through it.
No, well, I just wanted it done, so I didn't really know. So I left it with a girl in the tattoo piercing place to sort it out, and it was just like the ball. You know, the circle lad with a ball on the end of it.
Like a
door knocker.
A tiny door knocker to your heart.
Like the thing that goes through the bull's nose.
Yeah. I imagine it being like a little bolt going through mine.
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
That would work. But when you say it's the most painful thing you've ever had done, is it more painful than bashing your knee on a coffee table?
Well, I've broke my wrist and I put the two bones out through it and I had to get it rebuilt with 3 pins.
Yeah.
It was similar pain.
Ooh, flipping it, man.
Lots of nipples. Maybe I've, you know, but it was, do you know how they actually do it?
Do you know what? I don't. I assume. Let me tell you how I think they do it, and you can tell me if I'm right. They get a lump, an ice cube, and they, you know the ice cube, like one side of the ice cube, it has like a dip. They put your nipple in the dip. This is genuinely how I imagine it, Catherine, so I don't know what you're laughing for. They put your nipple in the dip of the ice cube. The nip dip. And they hold it there for like, I don't know, a minute, 2 minutes, so it numbs your nip. And then they whip that off and they have like a tiny little, like a gun that fires. I'm just telling you how I think it's done. A tiny little gun. Well, it's a normal sized gun, but it has like a tiny little thing that comes out and they get your nipple. They do it like this. They get the nipple and they pull it. They get the work experience to pull it. And then they get the gun and they put it through. And it fires through and comes back, and then they put the ice back over it to stop you getting a very serious disease. That's what I think, Alfie. Am I close?
No. Well, that wasn't the way that I had it done.
Okay.
You might have been watching different videos.
Yep.
The way they've done it to me, I don't know what's right or wrong, or it was one of those.
They bit it with their teeth.
No, they sent me upstairs. You know, lady on it was like a barber's chair.
Yeah.
I can remember it from 20 years ago. Same things. You put her gloves on, but they have this thing that's like a vice grip. You know what a vice grip is? A pair of pliers.
Yeah.
So what they do is they stare your nipple a wee bit, and then they clamp it.
They clamp your nipple.
They clamp your nipple until it draws out, and it draws the nipple out.
I have used nipple clamps in the past. It's not something I'm afraid of.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, excellent.
Were they tiny ones?
Yeah, they were tiny ones with a chain. And then
no,
you
I mean, because you've got tiny nipples.
Get stuffed. Don't nipple shame me. Idiot. Carry on, Alfie. Ignore her. She's being really ridiculous.
So it's okay. So they put the clamp on and the nipple sort of draws out and then they clean it with a bit of alcohol. Now, then it's not a gun, but it's like a pin. And it's that point where they push it through slowly. And that's where you're going, holy moly, what the am I doing this for? And put it through slowly. You look down, you go, then they pull it out and they screw the ball end on and pull the bit that stays in through. But it's actually just the point where the pushing it through the nipple is ridiculously painful.
But there won't be that much blood, will there? Because there's no blood in the nipple.
It's just a wee trickle. It's literally just a
little trickle from the nipple.
Yep, that's it, from the side of it.
Which I think was an album by Yes in the 70s. Okay, and then do they put the nip ring straight in?
Yeah, more or less. They make the hole, and as they're pulling the lad out, they make the hole with, they sort of push it in. push it around, and there's the wee clavis clip.
And then how long until it's sealed so that you can, because obviously you buy a collection of nip rings.
Christmas is coming.
How long until you can swap your nip rings over?
I left the same one in for like 15 years.
Oh, you're disgusting, Alfie.
But you clean it and you swivel it around.
Swivel it around.
Yeah, inside, because the scar tissue, so it's not sore.
Did you ever, and if this is too personal, tell me, did you ever get a partner to tie a little bit of string around it and yank it?
Yank it
just as you were about to complete the deal?
But I had a girlfriend that didn't actually like the look of it, and she used to put sticky plasters over the top of it.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that. But I had another girl that she did like to yank it and muck about with.
Whoa, flick it.
Well.
And so you've taken it out now?
Yes.
And what was the deciding point?
No, I had to go and get a CT scan on something, and then they said about jewellery, metal, because you have to go inside the thing and a lot will take it out. And I just sort of took it out and never put it back in again.
Oh, man alive.
But it's quite a tort one time. Do you know what a six-bar fence is?
Say that again, Alfie. Your line just dropped out for a second.
Do you know what a six-bar fence is out in a field? You know, you have a gate with six bars on it.
Yeah.
It's like a metal gate. I was sort of rolling over the top of it one time, and I caught the nipple on it with a nipple ring. Oh. You know what I mean? Through the T-shirt. That was extremely painful.
But then you get also, I would be worried that torturers would, they can, you know, you can pull a nipple off. You know, sometimes, you know, this is absolutely true, Alfie. Do you know what the most common thing after cut those water bottles and things, the most common thing that are swept up from the route of marathons are?
Oh, I have asthma.
I'll tell you. Is nipples.
Oh, shit.
Nipples, this is true. This is true. Nipples, this is true. This
I've
is why.
Heard a nipple rub.
Yeah.
But never nipples.
This is why
enough.
You're supposed to put either Vaseline. You're supposed to put either. It's true. You're supposed to put either Vaseline or plasters over your nips, because if you've got a top on and it, you 26.3 miles of that, nipples fall off. That is not even a joke.
It depends on the T-shirt they're wearing.
Exactly. You can spend like, get a proper T-shirt. If you're just wearing,
yeah,
you know.
Proper, proper base layer, 20-odd quid, stick it on and you can run away.
So would you consider getting your nipple pierced again?
I don't know.
He's not saying no.
He's not saying yes.
I'm not saying no, I'm saying yes. But I don't think, I'm sort of past that time in my life where we get any entertainment out of it.
Okay. All right. So all opportunities are down. Yeah. Would you get my boys find them fascinating to the point I'm terrified they're going to do it. The airwaves in the ear. You know, the big holes in the ear.
I have a friend who has various different tattoos and different piercings, and he has a couple of them. No, I don't think, you know, he started off with one and then he got it out bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's like the size of, well, what you say it. A pound coin, you know, and you can see through it and you're going, that's there forever.
Yeah, you can't get rid of that.
Well, you can have it chopped off and eaten up.
Yeah, but it's still very visible.
Yeah.
What, I mean, listen, I used to be really against tats, and I used to be one of those radio hosts that will come on and rant against people with tats. Now I don't care. Probably wouldn't get one myself. I might do. But actually, I've got quite a lot of respect for body art, and I can understand why people will get them. I do think sometimes people have too many, but I'm not going to call them out for that. That's their decision. But I do not get the holes in the ears. That's the one thing you think. Come on, guys.
I never even had my ears pierced.
No.
Or a tattoo. I just decided to get my nipple pierced because Billy Connolly had it. So I don't.
What was the gay ear, Alfie? Do you know?
There is a gay one. And even the nipples, I don't know. I just asked her. She laughed and she pierced my. Let's see, it's my left one. She pierced.
Yeah, so I don't know that. It's the one I want done. It's the one closest to my heart. Alfie, I really appreciate your wisdom on this subject. Thank you.
No problem at all.
Thank you, mate. Enjoyed talking to you. That was a good call. Here we go. This is the Lost Soul says, be careful with your new fishing magnet. It would rip the tiny nipple right off. That is true. I would have to be very careful with that because I have ordered a fishing magnet set. I ordered one for me and I ordered a smaller one for the boys. Sunday, We're going magnet fishing. I had a big discussion with my 9-year-old today when I told him about it. We were really talking about the ethics of it. What happens if we find gold? I said, right. He said, would we be able to keep it? I said, well, we probably... I said, I don't quite know the rules, but if someone saw us, we'd probably have to hand it into the police reluctantly and just keep our fingers crossed that no one claimed it. So I'd have to be careful with my nips. Alistair, stay there. We're going to come to you in a second. Let's go to Leslie first. Good evening, Leslie.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Leslie. What can we do for you this evening?
First time calling. I don't think I can top that last conversation.
Well, what have you got pierced? I don't want to know. Are you in France?
I am.
Parlez-vous français?
Un peu.
Catherine, please, conduct the rest of this en français.
Hello. Oh, no, Catherine's an expert. I'm new here.
Ah, I'm sure you speak better French than I do. It's been a long time for me.
Je parle un peu, désolé.
Whereabouts in France are you?
I'm in the Vienne.
Oh, beautiful. I don't know where that is.
Are you
living there now?
I live here. I've lived here for about 4.5 years. I came on holiday, fell in love with the sky, and it just kind of happened by accident.
Did you say the sky or this guy?
No, the sky. I fell in love with the sky. The sky is so clear here.
Okay,
the
gosh.
Night sky.
Wow.
And it's fantastic, and you realise how small we are. And it's just...
Wow, you've had like a proper spiritual... You've had a proper spiritual awakening.
Possibly. Who knows?
No, it sounds great. I would love... I'm at a stage in my life where... I could quite happily now go and live in another country. I wouldn't be able to live in a continental country. I could, but I don't speak the language. And I do... I'm one of those people that I feel if I go and live in a country where they have a different language, I should learn the language. And I'm terrible with languages. Terrible.
Yeah, well, you don't get the most out of the country unless you embrace the whole culture. So that's what I'm trying to do. But because it wasn't really planned and advanced and I didn't have time to learn the language, so I'm kind of learning as I go now. And... There's so much space here and land is cheap and I've just surrounded myself by hairy animals.
Well, yeah, I could do it. The only thing stopping me is the kids. Is the kids.
Yes.
But even, do you know what? I'm getting to a point, Leslie,
yeah,
where I kind of think I could work around that as well.
You could do a bit of both.
I think I could. There's a part of me that thinks I could see the kids less. I feel really guilty saying that, actually. I feel really a bit cruel saying that,
no,
but I think I could
quality,
I could make it work.
Quantity.
I think you're right. Anyway, Leslie, what have you called in for?
Well, a bit boring, really, after the last conversation. I heard you the other night talking about magnet fishing.
Oh, yes.
And I'd actually been watching a lot of that because I do metal detecting as a hobby.
Yeah.
And I'd been watching a lot of that on YouTube.
Loads of people have been saying
that
watching magnet fishing on YouTube is really hypnotic.
It really is, because I ended up watching about 7 or 8 in a row and I thought, this is ridiculous, it's stealing so much time. But then I also discovered crocheting. I'm quite embarrassed to say that.
Crocheting?
I discovered, so I taught myself to crochet through YouTube.
Oh.
And this is where my idea, it was ages ago, and now it doesn't seem so good. But I thought it'd be quite interesting as a call-in to find out what people have learned simply through YouTube.
I'm up for that. That's
Loads.
A great call-in.
Face painting?
Yeah, because it might give me inspiration for another hobby.
I learned the introduction to Fire and Rain by James Taylor on the guitar.
Did you?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I did, yeah. Catherine?
I learned face painting, balloon modelling. This is for the kids, for the parties. What else?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know those... cookies where they kind of they do this icing where you kind of do the outline of the icing and then you I think it's called flood icing. I learned how to do that.
Right. I learned how to change a light bulb on a car.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, I looked mine up. I didn't actually get around to doing it, but now I know that with a Citroen Picasso you go in through the boot.
Yeah.
And you change the bulb from there rather than take.
I could change the headlights, but it was always very fiddly and took me ages. And I thought, there's got to be an easier way of doing this. And so I went on YouTube and I went, oh, you just unscrew that.
YouTube's brilliant.
Yeah. It's really easy when you're just watching it.
Yeah. Rubik's Cube I did the other week with the help of YouTube.
Oh, and without taking the stickers off.
I didn't take. They're not stickers anymore.
Oh.
they not?
No, it's like moulded.
Professor Rubik's really has found the way to stop that hack.
Exactly. YouTube's brilliant. I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how we managed before. I don't need to ask my dad for any advice anymore. I just need to go to YouTube.
Hey, we'll throw that out, Leslie. That's a great one. 0344 499 1000. What have you learnt from YouTube? Oh, I learnt how to play the ukulele on YouTube.
Can I also say a very quick thing? Yeah, that I don't think gold is magnetic, so you're probably not going to find gold with your magnet.
You're the second person to tell me that.
Precious metals, I don't think, are magnetic.
What about silver?
I think I saw that on one of my videos.
What about silver?
I don't think so.
No. What about... OK, hang on a minute. Catherine,
what if it's
please.
In a treasure box that is...
Thank you. It's exactly what I was about to say.
You might be able to pull off a safe that's got
pull
gold
off a what?
In it, but the gold itself...
Yeah, exactly.
It.
Well, that's what I meant. I thought that was obvious. I didn't know I had to explain that. So design fault and Leslie and Catherine, up your bums, is what I'm saying. Catherine's
no, bums
just
aren't magnetic either.
Bums are not magnetic. No. That's correct. Catherine's just shown me a picture of where you live. Not like your house.
Oh, good.
But yeah, and I completely
we
get it.
We know where you live.
Oh, I like you, Leslie.
Thanks.
Do give us a call again, won't you?
I will, yeah.
Wicked, nice one. Thank you very much. There you go. That's a couple of nice callers, nice new callers tonight. Alistair, you'll be the first call after the news. Stay there, my friend. 0344 499 1000. What have you learned from YouTube? We'll have that, definitely. Anything else you fancy, just please, let's try and avoid all the B words tonight, if we can. This is the Late Night Alternative. Kath, Ian, me, it's me, and Sam on Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.